Why do people like parties? People are naturally drawn to parties for a multitude of reasons. Primarily, parties offer a break from the routine of daily life, providing an opportunity to unwind and have fun. They serve as a social gathering where people can connect with friends, family, and even meet new people, fostering a sense of community and belonging. Parties often come with delicious food and drinks, music, and entertainment, creating a sensory experience that can be both enjoyable and memorable. Furthermore, celebrations, whether they be birthdays, weddings, or holidays, allow individuals to mark significant milestones and create cherished memories. The festive atmosphere, laughter, and shared experiences at parties provide a sense of joy and escapism from life's challenges, making them a universally appreciated aspect of human culture. Why do some people not like going to parties? Some people do not enjoy attending parties for various reasons, as personal preferences and comfort levels can significantly vary. For some, social anxiety or shyness can make large gatherings overwhelming and stressful, leading them to avoid such situations. Others may value their alone time and find solace in quieter, more intimate settings, making them less inclined to partake in the noise and crowds often associated with parties. Additionally, introverted individuals might feel drained by excessive social interaction and prefer smaller, meaningful interactions over the superficiality of large gatherings. Some people may also have different interests or priorities that don't align with the party scene. It's essential to recognize and respect these diverse preferences and understand that not everyone finds enjoyment in the same social settings, reinforcing the importance of individual autonomy in choosing how to spend their leisure time. What would people do if they were disturbed by a neighbor's party? When disturbed by a neighbor's party, individuals should take a considerate and diplomatic approach to address the situation. Initially, they might try to establish a polite and open line of communication with their neighbors, knocking on their door or sending a friendly message to express their concerns and politely request that the noise level be reduced is often the first step. It's essential to maintain a calm and understanding tone to avoid escalating the situation. If the noise continues or the situation doesn't improve after the initial conversation, individuals can consult local noise ordinances or community guidelines to understand the permissible noise levels and quiet hours in their area. If necessary, they may contact local authorities, such as the police or community management, to mediate the issue. Ultimately, the goal should be to find a compromise that respects both the right to enjoy one's home and the importance of being a considerate neighbor. What are the differences between holding a party at home and in a public place? Holding a party at home and in a public place offer distinct experiences with their own set of advantages and drawbacks. A home party typically provides a cozy and intimate atmosphere, allowing hosts to have more control over the environment and the level of comfort for their guests. It's a more budget-friendly option, as you can save on venue rental fees. However, space limitations and potential concerns about cleanup can be limiting factors. On the other hand, hosting a party in a public place, like a restaurant, park, or event venue, offers more space, less worry about cleanup, and often access to amenities and services. This option can be more suitable for larger gatherings, but can be more expensive and may lack the personal touch of a home setting. Ultimately, the choice between the two depends on the nature of the event, the number of guests, and the desired atmosphere for the occasion. Do you think music and dancing are a must at parties? Music and dancing can undoubtedly elevate the atmosphere at a party, but whether they are a must depends on the nature of the gathering and the preferences of the attendees. Music has a remarkable ability to set the tone, create a sense of energy, and bring people together. It often serves as a universal language that transcends barriers and enhances social interaction. Likewise, dancing can be a fantastic way to break the ice and encourage people to let loose and have fun. However, not all parties require music and dancing. Some may thrive on conversation, games, or other activities that cater to different tastes and objectives. Ultimately, the inclusion of music and dancing at a party should align with the event's purpose and the desires of those in attendance, ensuring that everyone has a memorable and enjoyable experience. How do people's attitudes vary when it comes to parties? People's attitudes towards parties can vary widely based on their personalities, preferences, and experiences. Introverted individuals might view parties as overwhelming and draining, preferring smaller gatherings or quiet evenings at home. Extroverts, on the other hand, often thrive in social settings and eagerly anticipate parties as opportunities to connect with others. Some people love the spontaneity and excitement of parties, while others prefer well-planned and structured events. Cultural backgrounds and past party experiences also play a significant role in shaping attitudes. Some may have positive memories associated with celebrations, while others might harbor negative impressions. Ultimately, people's attitudes towards parties are as diverse as the individuals themselves, ranging from enthusiastic anticipation to apprehensive reluctance.